there anyone else in the office right now that needs your equipment purchases, bring it on down. Anything like that?
Yeah. No, there's no counseling.
Hi, Dr. Turner.
Hi, is Paul there?
Speaking.
Hey, Paul, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you about some finance offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. Looks like it was based on some financing you did with Bank of the West. So basically, we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital. Looks like about $250K. So yeah, I just want to see what kind of, projects or plans you have coming up where you might need some financing.
Well, the only thing we ever finance is machinery. And I buy that through the manufacturer.
Oh, okay.
And there's no plans of doing that anytime in the near future.
Okay, no problem. Use the purpose of this call, kind of see how things are going over there. And, I mean, what kind of, machines do you use over there?
They're CNC machine tools.
Oh, yeah, the big ones then. And do you usually get the better discounts doing that, through the manufacturers?
The financing is equivalent to what you get in a bank.
Yeah. Okay. So it's already pretty close. All right. And yeah, we do that. And then we also do working capital. And we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. Do you need any extra cash flow or anything like that?
No.
No.
No,
okay.
Chris, thank you so much, man. How's
nothing. Nothing immediate.
Yeah, no immediate need. Okay.
No.
Do you have any plans for growth this year?
Are you guys doing general dentistry?
We already expanded about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think the machine's been there about a year or so.
Oh, nice.
No plans to do any further expansion, so we're okay there.
Okay. All right, yeah, no problem. Hey, what did you guys expand last year? Just bring on that one machine, or did you, get another building as well?
Oh, no, we moved into this larger building about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
2012. It was 4 years in May.
Okay.
And, we have about doubled in size since then.
Wow. No kidding. That's great.
Yeah, everything is going good. The customer pays every 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
They pay their bills in 3 weeks.
So, okay. Yeah,
there's no problem with cash flow.
Yeah, there's no net 30 or anything like that you guys have.
Yeah, a lot of companies like mine have trouble collecting money,
Yeah, it seems like it. It seems like I've heard of one that was 180 days out.
Yeah,
right,
it's terrible. I mean,
it's
been
ridiculous.
There before, so I know what it's like.
This one
pays, they're really good about paying.
And they're a reoccurring customer for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just...
Okay.
They provide all the work that we can do.
That's great to have that relationship.
A full capacity.
Yeah. And is there, any bank that you use or rely on for financing, equipment or maybe a line of credit as well?
No. The last time I did that was years ago,
mm-hmm.
Wells Fargo.
Oh, really?
When the banking crisis hit, they cut off my line of credit and then doubled the interest rate they were charging me.
Wow.
On the balance.
Mm-hmm. So you've never tried to get another line of credit?
I never needed it,
mm-hmm.
I after the recovery... I never had a need for it, so I never opened up another line of credit.
Yeah, because you didn't. Yeah, that makes sense. And then I know they're always good to have, but yeah, how they called it on you—that's pretty crazy. And that's the one thing, that's how we're a little different. We can get you that amount of money, but also we don't, it's uncallable. Like, we don't call it.
Yeah, I was No, what they did is they cut it off. They cut off the line of credit,
mm-hmm.
and then doubled the interest rate. You know, I never missed a payment. I was never late.
Yeah.
They just did that flat out, just to, I guess, because they could, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy, and then it turns into this loan. Now you're playing all this high interest. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
That was back in 2008,
2009. Yeah. Well, yeah, they really haven't, you know, got much better, honestly. So, yeah, that's what, I mean, basically that's what we do. We do equipment financing and working capital. And working capital is just unsecured cash, however the business sees fit, you know. I'm not sure how often you guys flip materials over there.
My customer supplies material.
Oh, wow. So you get that, like, in the contracts when you pick it up?
Well, there's no contracts. You just... They send a PO over here for a job, and most of them I've already done before. They supply the material, and then they pay in 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. So you get just flip it real quick.
They're a dream customer.
Yeah, I know, right? How'd you get so lucky?
I was just reading the register one day, and I saw their name, and there was an article about them. They won a Boeing Supplier of the Year award, and,
mm-hmm.
and then I cold called them. It was a life-changing event.
That's crazy. No, that's great. Yeah, just one.
Several tries and a lot of phone calls to get a meeting with them, but I went from a struggling job shop to a thriving arm, basically, of their manufacturing.
Yeah, see, that's great. And you went out and you got that. And what kind of took them so long? They're just leery about starting it, or
they have a reputation for being difficult to get into.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're into them, they if you do good work, quality work for them, and at a low price, they're very loyal.
And yeah,
they'll keep you busy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they want to expand their machine shop, so they, when they get a good vendor, they'll keep their vendor really busy to where their vendor has to expand to keep up with the demand.
Yeah, that's great.
They're pretty smart, I think.
Yeah, is there any way you could do that and turn around and do that for yourself, or you need like a?
No, I prefer to the way it is. I don't know. I never farm work out.
Yeah.
I don't trust anybody else. Mm-hmm. I've been burned before by them, you know, burn work.
Yeah.
Farm and workout. Or actually lost a customer because they were late.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What I do is if an old customer calls up and they need something, I just usually turn them down. I have to take care of this one, and I can't take anything else on.
Yeah, exactly. And now, so with these, I mean, so how many CNC machines do you have running at one time?
There's eight.
Oh, wow. So you guys are a pretty big shop then.
Yeah, it's open 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Six days a week.
You guys do, like, shift work for your workers over there then?
Producing.
Pardon? Yeah, you guys have like shift work for your workers over there.
Yeah, there's two shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
First shift is 5 a.m. and another group comes in at 6 a.m. and,
mm-hmm.
and then the second shift comes in at 3:30 and 4:30.
Okay.
Going around the clock that way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
One of my guys puts in a 72-hour work week.
I believe it. I know. One of them? That's crazy.
Yeah, one of them comes in at 4:30 and he stays till 5 a.m. You know, 6 days a week.
That's crazy. You make good money, though.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you, too.
Good luck with the sales, all right?
Thanks. Hey, but Paul, do you have an email I can send you some? You can have
back. I don't want to do that.
All right.
I got enough for email. I don't need, all right. Good luck.
All right, yeah, I'll check back in with you next quarter, see how things are going.